And we've been talking about this for weeks, but researchers are now finding more evidence that gender could play a role in who gets sick from the coronavirus. Globally, women who contract COVID-19 have been less likely than men to get really sick or die. And this month, researchers in Los Angeles have begun giving male patients the female hormone progesterone to see if that helps them recover. It's one of several studies trying to see if female hormones will help. Dr. Sarah Gandahari is one of those researchers. She's a pulmonologist and intensive care doctor at Cedars-Sinai Hospital in Los Angeles, and she became interested in this after seeing more men on ventilators in her unit. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
We mentioned testing female hormone progesterone. You're giving 40 men who have tested positive for COVID-19 two shots of progesterone a day for 5 days. Why do you think this hormone may be beneficial?
So as we were exploring the possibilities of differences between men and women, hormones came into mind. And in reviewing the common hormones that are thought of and that are significantly different in men and women, progesterone has a pretty significant evidence of anti-inflammatory properties, meaning that when progesterone has been used in testing with immune cells, it impacts the immune cells and potentially can reduce what we're considering as an inflammatory response by these cells and perhaps dampen the effect that these cells have that cause some of the limitations or abnormalities or that men tend to have when they're really sick.
That's really interesting, but I'm wondering, are there any dangers to giving men these hormones or any potential side effects or harms?
When this hormone is given in very short term, as far as having any issues and side effects, their possibilities are very, very low. Now, at a higher amount, progesterone has been given to men in various trials in the past when progesterone was considered a possibility to help with traumatic brain injury and other situations where progesterone was given actually in form of intravenously. So it is not a completely new idea, and hormones have been, in particular progesterone, has been administered in men before. But it hasn't been used in this sort of a setting where you're using it to treat or potentially affect an infection as we're using it in this trial.
I see. I want to ask you about something else. We were reading about researchers in New York. They're looking at a different hormone found primarily in women, and that's estrogen. They're giving that to some male patients. You mentioned progesterone can serve as an inflammatory. Could it be a combination of these hormones or really something else entirely that isn't hormonal that's making women less likely to get sick or die from coronavirus?
Initially, what we were thinking about was that really it's the risk factors. Perhaps more men have high blood pressure, there's more incidence of obesity, maybe there's more smoking history. As far as whether or not those are things that are contributing to the difference that we see, we really don't know. And the hope is that by looking at this, that maybe this provides potentially a route of reducing inflammation and helping in this situation. We have to really evaluate these in proper clinical trials to see whether or not these make a difference and really collaborate and understand what we're trying to achieve.
You're very early in this study, but have you seen any results at all?
We are very early in this study, and to really know results, you need to have a decent number of patients to evaluate. What I can say is that our subjects who have received the treatment, because the study is designed in a randomized format where half of the patients will receive the treatment with progesterone and the other half will receive the standard of care, And the folks that have received the progesterone, they have tolerated really well without any side effect. And as far as results go, hopefully soon we'll have more information.
That's Dr. Sarah Gandahari of Cedars-Sinai in Los Angeles. She's also researching whether the female hormone progesterone may help men recover from COVID-19. Doctor, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.